Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my brother from another mother, Chris Ramsey.
Bit weird. That's horrible.
I nearly said best friend.
Is it weird that I'd have found that even more? I'd have been like, why are you calling us your best friend in front of people?
I know we always stop here, but you probably are my best friend because I spend the most time with you.
Loser. You're a massive loser.
Oh, no.
No, it's going to hurt us. You're probably my best friend.
Yeah, well. We're your best friends. BFFs. Give us a little handshake.
Little handshake.
Love you. Okay. Let's have sex later.
Goodness me. No, you don't do that with your friends. That's how you ruin friendships.
That's our best friends.
That's how you ruin friendships. Oh, welcome, guys. It is episode 52. As always, thank you for still listening. Welcome if you're just listening. Like, rate, and subscribe and all that shit. But before we continue, a word from this week's lucrative.
Shut up.
Lucrative sponsor.
Up.
This week's sponsor is Wisdom Teeth.
What? All right.
Hey. Is your mouth fine? You got enough teeth? Think again. Here come your fucking wisdom teeth. Absolutely pointless.
Happy birthday.
What's that? Do they come in one go? Do the bollocks come in one go? They come in bit by bit. A little bit there, then a little bit more. Leave a little bit of flap on top, a little flap of skin on the top, don't they? A little flap of gum skin. Eh? Don't have a flapjack or it'll stay there. Eh?
It will.
It will.
Popcorn.
Hey. Eh? The kryptonite. The kryptonite of the wisdom tooth. Popcorn. Don't. Honestly. Wisdom teeth. Pointless.
Mine have never come in.
What?
I've not got any.
You must have.
I don't think I have.
This is really weird.
I'm very hard, though.
This is a really weird way to start the podcast, but can I put your finger in your mouth and check?
Are they clean?
My fingers?
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Yeah, go on.
Let's have a little feel. Fucking hell, you haven't.
No, I haven't.
It's there, but it's under the gum at the back.
Oh, yeah, they're like, they haven't come out. What are they meant to? What's wrong with us?
Are you 13 years old? Am I going to prison?
You are not, because I'm not 13.
All this before the jingle.
Oh my goodness, yes, the jingle. Do, 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 do. We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle! Hello and welcome back to Shag Married Annoyed. Thanks for coming back. If this is the first one that you're listening to, then you might want to go back to the beginning because it might not make sense. I know it might, to be fair, but...
Well, I mean, I've got a funny feeling. I don't want to give anything away. I wouldn't want to be 100% certain about it. I've got a funny feeling when the beef section comes, without any prior reading, I don't know what you've got in store today, but without any prior reading, I don't think the beef section will make sense unless you've heard the rest of the podcast.
No idea what you're talking about.
Brilliant. Well, there we go. So, if you're confused, go back and listen to some others because it's going to be just, I'm going to say painful.
That's rude.
What's rude? Yeah, I thought you didn't know what I was talking about.
Painful.
Yeah.
Talking about characters from the podcast.
look at you, breaking the fourth wall.
Shit.
Yes, she knows what she's doing. How are you? How's your week been?
Do you know what? It's been good. Currently on my period.
Cool.
Currently bleeding from my vagine.
That's why the house has been a little bit moody.
Yeah, I've had horrific PMT.
A little bit tense.
But do you know what it is?
Eggshells.
No, I don't. But I do know that I'm doing it though, and I do say sorry.
Always after. I've been shouted at.
No.
Oh yeah.
Maybe just momentarily after. We should have a code word, like...
Get out the fucking house and go stay in a hotel for 4 days, Chris.
Possibly. It's more like 2 weeks, let's be honest.
Oh, I mean, I think we've talked about it before. There's only about 4 days when you're not either on your period or due on your period in an entire month. I've known nothing like it.
I'm sick of my life. I'm going to go to the doctors. I think I've got PMDD.
What the hell's that?
I've said it and I don't know.
Great.
Hang on. No, it's... Hang on. I'm going to tell you. It's premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Got you.
That's what I've got.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to having it diagnosed and finally being able to say it. That's what I'll just shout. If I'm being horrible, I'll just go, PMDD.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I look forward to you not being able to blame yourself for it. I look forward to you being able to blame it on something else. That's great. That's great.
I know it's me. Listen, listen.
You've got to pop to the doctors and get yourself a get-out-of-jail-free card, are you? He has a note from me, doctor. That's why I'm being an arsehole.
I'm going to have one of them.
Oh, there you are. You'll be buzzing.
I can't wait.
If I was wanting to be ill, you'd be over the moon. The day you get diagnosed, you'd be loving it, wouldn't you? Like, have I really got that doctor? Is there any chance I can get a certificate saying I've got it? And I'll frame it because
I haven't got my record of achievement anymore. Kind of put it in there.
I just think as well, you know, I went upstairs to get something for the bin in the loft the other day. I'm 99% sure your record of achievement is in the loft.
Shut up. In our loft?
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
How?
It's just up there somewhere. I can remember saying it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
I think it's up there. Very sparse. Very sparse.
Would you be able to... honest
almost
to God?
Empty.
But why... I haven't seen it for years.
Well,
why
I just remember... you got it? I think we've mentioned before. I just remember you moved into the bungalow with me when I had my bungalow. Because I'm cool.
Oh, Chris, like... Chris started off really, really strange on his house journey.
Yeah.
Started off in a... bungalow.
Modern
and the
bungalow.
The street was just full of youngest, the elderly.
Youngest person in the street by easily 4 or 5 decades.
Oh, that was brilliant.
I was in the back corner, so no one knew. It was a nice modern bungalow. I do remember, not a name drop here, but I remember when Ed Sheeran came up to stay with me when he did that gig for her. And I do remember he was very, very concerned that I was in a bungalow.
Yeah, he was like, why was like, have you chose this bungalow?
No, because he's such a nice guy, but he wasn't. I remember his words were something like, whose house is this?
Yeah.
And I went, mine, and he went, oh, cool. And then afterwards, I was like, nah, you thought I was taking it from your nana's. But I remember when you moved, you lived there for easily 6 or 7 months, and then you were like, oh, so do I live here or not? And I was like, oh, yeah, do you want to move in? And you were like, yeah. And then you fucking turned up with, like, old boxes of shit from your ma's house. I was like, leave it there, you haven't used it.
But no, it was stuff that need... My mum and dad are split up. Chris, right. I'm from a broken family. Oh, I can't believe you're bringing this up and rubbing it in my face. Just because your mum and dad are still together and share the same loft.
Yeah, they share the same loft, but they fucking hide all my stuff away. Do you know, recently I went to get all my old Action Men and my old Lego for Robin. I went, you still got them? No, I'll hide them away. Dicks.
They didn't.
My swimming badges, they're gone. They were framed them.
No
I did a
way.
Mile. I swam a mile when I was 7. Swimming badge, gone.
They've sold them.
Horrible.
I bet they sell them.
Oh,
as soon
no,
as you won, Strictly, they'd have put them up for sale. Gumtree.
Yeah. I was wondering why my dad made us sign that massive A1 bit of white paper for no reason.
Wow.
And wrote and made us write, keep swimming. Imagine that.
Wouldn't blame him.
He's here every 5 minutes after some signed for some fucker. So was your dad, as the pair of them.
Oh,
honestly.
It's nice, man.
I mean, the moms don't do it. They've got respect.
Yeah,
fucking dad, every 5 minutes.
Involved.
Oh, I've been talking to Jimmy from the club. He says, his daughter wants us. Oh, God, Dad, I don't have a cupboard full of pictures of myself. Well, I do, but you're not having any of them. So I've been doing me warm-up gigs for me tour. Been doing me going around. What I do is before I do a full tour.
I was going to say, you're probably going to have to describe. Yeah. I didn't know what they were. Until
right, it's like work in progress shows. Some more getting announced soon, actually, so keep an eye out for them. But I've basically got to do, I go around and do small venues, not too far from home, to try out all the material before I go on the big tour. And I was doing one in Saltburn the other night, right? And I was sitting in the back. I've got like, I normally say 13 or 14 plus for me tour. That's what I say for people coming.
For the age restriction.
For the age restriction. Because as I say, I swore like a C-U-N-T when I was 13.
Did you?
Oh, did you swear when you were 13?
No.
No? Really?
No, I didn't, honestly.
Oh, I was
it's only since I met you that I've got worse.
Really?
I swear.
Sorry about that. You swear.
I swear now that I swear.
So, I will say that because, I mean, honestly, when I was in me first house, so I moved house when I was 6 with my mum and dad. In my first house, I watched Terminator 1.
Right.
So it was less than, under 6, I watched Terminator 1. And I remember,
what rating is that?
It's an 18.
No
and I
way.
My mum left us in the living room to watch up me one. It's a really vivid memory. I remember walking from the living room. I lived in a place called Mitchell Gardens in South Shields. And from the living room, walking through the kitchen, and I said to me mom, and I quote, mom, what does motherfucker mean? And she said, never say that again. It's
did
a bad
you turn
word.
The, did you turn
no,
the video
No, I went
off?
Back through and watched the end of it. Wow. Went back through and watched the end of it, yeah. So,
They're our childcare.
Oh,
everybody.
God, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, they are. But what I was getting at, I did Saltburn the other night. Mm. And it was 13, apparently there was two 13-year-olds outside.
Yeah.
And the person who ran the gig came in and said, there's two 13-year-olds outside and they're wanting to come in. They're with adults, but we need to check it with you first. I said, look, tell them they swear. And it's not disgusting, but I do swear. And if it's fine with them, it's fine with me. Mm-hmm. She went, yeah, because they're all done up for it. They're all, you know, they've got glitter on their faces and everything. They're dead excited. Uh-huh. I was like, eh? Yeah, and then the lady walked out, and then she came back in 2 seconds later and went, sorry, they were for the silent disco next door.
Oh, no. Oh, bless.
How good would you be if you came, if you thought you were going to silent disco and you had to listen to me for an hour?
They'll have the headphones in.
Man, this is bollocks. Shh, don't cause a scene. We'll stay till the end. So, something's been brought to our attention this week. Rosie, I'm sure you've been inundated with tweets.
Absolutely. I can't read any messages without seeing this that we've been sent, every single person.
If you know who you are, and you say, a lot of people have sent us this. So there was a study done, which is, I mean, I'm afraid to say it's right up our street.
Yeah, oh yeah, it fits well in with this podcast.
So it basically, the look like, it says, a horrifying study of over 1,000 people reveals that 1 in 30 people... poo in the shower. Now, do you know what's terrifying about that?
What? 1 in 30. 1 in 30
right.
People.
But Rosie, you know what's terrifying about that? 1 in 30 admitted it.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be more than that.
There's going to be
there?
Loads. Of course there is.
Do you know whenever someone says 1 in 30, all that comes to my mind is when you were at school, right? So you're sat in a lesson with 30 other kids, like 29 other kids. So 30 was the top end of like how many kids you could have. One of them, at least one of them, has a shit in the shower. Oh, that is so wrong.
It's so bad.
Why would you do that? Why would you think that was okay?
I can't get my head around it. I don't want to go into too much detail. No, I'm gonna. It says that to do it. We've talked about it before. It was a question on one of our podcasts. It was on one of the episodes. Someone had said that someone, because a girl did it, didn't she?
Because they had to do it, because they had no other option.
A girl had to do it, because it was, because our friend was, the boyfriend was staying over. Yeah. It was an old house and the toilet was in the different room.
Yeah.
So apparently people do it and then they just push it down the plug with their feet.
Do you know what it is? The people who are doing that, I'm surprised they're having a shower in the first place. That is vile.
Isn't it minging?
But I read somewhere else as well, somebody tweeted it saying, how many, is it like two million people? So that's 2 million people in the country doing it?
Oh,
or is it more
it is?
Than that?
Oh,
it might be more than that. Oh, is my ma- I'm terrible. It might be like 21 million
bloody,
or something.
I'm surprised the bloody drains on flowing in the street. Do you know that?
Oh.
Dirty sods. It gets worse because what people seem to be looking past, right? Everyone just keeps going. They're tweeting you, they're tweeting me. They're going, 1 in 30 people poo in the shower. As we've just said, 1 in 30 people admitted it, right? Mm. It's the work shower.
It's the what?
It's showering at work is the what the question was, Rosie.
What?
Yeah, so right. So I know people who cycle to work and shower at work. I know people who jog to work. And I've always been jealous of people who get to do that because I think that's amazing. You get into your plate. You're not having to go for a run. And then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah. You can have a shower at work.
But they go to work. This is it's called multitasking habits of those showering at work. Listen to the statistics. 1 in 3 people urinate in the work shower.
I can get that.
It's still the work shower, though. Well, I urinate in my shower because it's my shower. Right?
You never weed at the swimming pool showers.
I mean, I wee in the swimming pool, but...
Oh, well, I mean, that's even worse.
How would I wee in the swimming pool shower? Everyone can see you.
Yeah, when I was... Not as a grown adult, I've never done it, but when I was younger...
1 in 4 blow their nose.
While in the shower?
While in the work shower.
Like, into the drain?
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate that, but yeah.
I'm
you
on
did,
board
You
that.
Do that in our sink. That last night. I was like, why don't you use a tissue? And you're like, this is easier. I was like, you are not a footballer.
Do you know there was a lad at my school who could do it like a footballer, and we were in year 7, and I remember he just like was standing there and he just put his finger on one nostril and he just went shh. But the lad at school who could do it, I remember trying it once and it just went all over my face. Like because I had my hand on the other nostril,
right.
But it just sort of dribbled and hit me top lip and my bottom lip and went on my chin, on my neck and that. But I think a bit of it went on my coat. So one in four blow their nose. One in five spit in the shower. So more than... That's weird. So more have admitted to spitting in the shower than blowing their nose in the shower.
Well, that's not too bad, spitting in the shower, I suppose.
You ready for the next one? Oh. One in 20 masturbate.
In the work shower? At work?
Yeah.
What? None of them will be women.
That's what it says.
None of them will be women.
Sexist. Sexist.
I'm absolutely being sexist. You will not find any woman having a little frig in the work toilet.
Right.
Every man listening to this,
that's it. We're marching. We're marching.
get your shoes on. Get your shoes on. I'll meet you at the end. No woman would be having a frig in the showers at work. I'm telling you now, that's all blokes. Is a horrific.
Oh, right, lads, we're marching. Get ready. Go have a shower, quick one, and then we'll all...
One of them will have a shit.
1 in 30. If there's 30 of them, one of them's having a poo. And 1 in 30 defecate in the shower. Absolutely unbelievable.
My goodness. Can you imagine? This is what I'm imagining here, right? The people who are doing this survey asking,
yeah,
why would they admit to that?
Yeah.
What were they paying? That's what I want to know.
I want to know how they started the questions.
It's probably an office poll.
It's a massive, massive office poll. Mm. But you know when the charity muggers stop you in the street? Didn't a utilities supplier absolutely do you the other day when you're coming out of the shop?
Very annoying.
What happened again?
So I was walking past, and I don't like to ignore them, and I don't like to be rude, but I do not want to speak to them at all because if I want to sort out my energy or my electric, I'll take it off my own back.
Yeah, I'm not doing it outside Morrison's in the rain.
I'm all right. So he went to us. He was like, "Can I just stop you a minute?" And I went, "Oh no, thanks, I'm all right." He went, "Oh, I'm glad you're all right, but can I stop you?" And I was like, "You do not want to mess with me today, because I'm coming for my shop and nothing else."
Hey, dude. Hey, when was that? About a week ago.
About a week ago.
Oh, hey, son. A week later, should have bit your head off today. Should have. Honestly, it would have been like, you know, at the end of Mortal Kombat, where it's like, finish him. Yeah, just massive. I could
tell you what, but yeah, I mean, he's clearly used that response quite a lot, because a lot of people must just go, "I'm all right, thanks," and he's like, "I know you're all right." Oh no, I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad you're all right, but can I stop? No, you can do one, love.
I would hate that
horrible
job.
I
would hate that job so much.
I used to flyer. Did you know that? I used to give out flyers to people.
Right.
That was soul destroying.
Just giving up what? No, because you just have to hand a flyer.
No, nobody took them. Nobody took them.
You know what? They're probably in that box of shit that you brought from your mum's when you moved into me bungalow. You kept them, did you?
No, I did not keep them. Some of them went in the bin. Nobody took them. And it was just really not good for me self-esteem.
What was it for?
It was for a posh clothes shop in Sunderland. I got paid quite well, actually. Bearing in mind I had to not really do anything. Yeah.
So where did you hand them out?
Around Sunderland.
Right. But that was when you're supposed to be at the shop.
What do you mean?
So when you weren't in the shop working, you would go and hand the flyers out?
No, I didn't work at the shop. I was just employed as a flyer giver out there.
I thought, because when you said posh shop, I thought, this doesn't make sense.
No, I've never worked. I didn't get a job in the posh shop. I was just the mug who had to give out the flyers.
He's like, "All right, madam, it's a new posh shop. I'm told it's nice. They won't let us in."
Tell us I've got to go around the back to pick up the flyers.
Leave them in a bin for us. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris! Chris! Is that Chris?
Hello!
Hello, it's Barry!
Oh, you're back!
Are you alright?
Hello, mate!
Hiya, mate, you alright? Sorry, I've not been in touch.
Right?
I've been, just had louds going on. I mean, my sister's been in touch.
Yeah, they have, mate.
Well,
they're right. Yeah, they were all right. They were tiresome, is probably the phrase.
Sorry, what?
No, they were cool, man. Yeah, they were great.
Oh, that's more like it. Blood thicker than water, Chris. You would know that if you had any siblings, but you don't.
That hurts.
I've heard you're a lonely, lonely child. Well, right?
That's what Rosie says, yes. I've got a mum, though.
Have you, though?
Yes.
I've never seen her.
She's never
could
seen
be
her.
Making it up for right. all we know.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's what lonely children do. They've got a very good imagination because they've never had no one to play with. So they just make stuff up.
This is just getting hurtful now, Barry. How are your cataracts?
I don't want to talk about them cataracts.
Right.
They've gone though.
Right.
Cured.
Okay.
It's like the doctor said it's a miracle marvel. Marvel miracle.
Well, I'm very happy for
so
you.
So just totally gone. Okay. I'm fit as a fiddle.
Yeah.
The doctor said it's took like 20 years of his.
Right.
Oh, honestly, Jesus. You should see us. I look so annoying. Fantastic.
Oh, annoying.
I've been doing yoga and that.
Yeah.
In the hospital.
Good.
So I'm a mindfulness.
Yeah.
I'm not angry as really? Much. Well, I'm a bit angry sometimes. But I'm a lot better. Listen, oh, okay, but good. I can't chat all day. I've got stuff to do now that I can see.
Right, you and your family always say that as if I've stopped yous, but you've actually come to my podcast. You always say that like I've stopped you in the street.
Listen, your podcast. I think you'll find that you do it with Rosie as well.
Oh, yeah. And other people, evidently.
Right. Anyway, I can't talk long. I just wanted to check in on my lass. Sorry, your lass. Are you sure, right?
She's fine, yeah.
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 She's fine.
Ouch. Still looking amazing.
When did you hear that?
That's a stammer you got there, Chris.
She's gone.
Right, anyway, I've got a gun.
All right, bye.
Listen, now. I need to say the world looks beautiful now. I've got my sight back. take care. I'll speak to you later, all right?
All right, bye.
All right, love to the family.
Bye, bye.
Imaginary man. All right, bye.
Really, 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 really cheap that you use your made-up characters to call yourself beautiful.
Is that what he said? He's sweet, Chris. Listen, if a little old man wants to have a crush on me, what am I going to do about that? Do you know what I mean? There's nothing going on. I've told you this.
That's fair enough.
Off the podcast, this is all I tell you every morning.
Yeah.
I grab your face and I say, Chris, there is nothing going on with me and Barry.
Yeah.
I love you. I only love you.
Right, yeah.
Forever. Right. So I don't know how many times. Do you want me to, I don't know, should I get a tattoo? What do you want us to do?
It's fine. I believe you. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Let's just move on. Can Barry be one of my beefs?
What do you, if you'd like.
All right, you go first.
Okay, I have a beef this week. I've got...
Back to reality, everyone.
Still got a lot, but this is the new one. So, the other day, we were chatting about our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into the part about like... Well, because when we got married, I worked, but obviously I didn't work.
Wow.
I didn't make as much money as you.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. You earned more money than me.
Okay.
So you paid for the bulk of the wedding.
Bulk or all?
Well, I'm sure I paid for some stuff. Possibly. Maybe
nope.
not. Anyway,
definitely
you paid
not.
For all the wedding.
Okay.
But now we're married. Now both monies were on.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Jobs are good. But now that I am working and making money, you asked me the other day if I would be willing to pay you back... half of the money for the wedding.
And
I'm really upset by that, to be totally honest with you.
And you know what, right? I do take that back because now that I've thought about it more, I didn't think that was fair because in reality, if you look at the guest list, more of your family came than mine. So I'm going to need three quarters. I'm going to need 3/4 of the money for the wedding.
I can't. Right.
Right.
Are you
joking? The day I paid for them, I wasn't even related to them chumps.
Chumps.
Coming in with their bloody empty plates, wanting me to fill it up for them, taking me cake and that. I can't even remember having any cake. Do you know that? They all took it home with them. Bullshit. If I could have me time again, I'd have just went on a big holiday on my own.
Yeah, great. Would you FaceTime us at the vows?
You know what it is? I'd have come back to the registry office with a lovely bloody tan and I'd give you a couple of quid for our sunbed session and would have got married and then would have went to McDonald's and had the grand Big Mac because it's out at the minute.
I'd have loved that.
You would have.
I love a grand Big Mac.
And I'd have showed you the photos of my holiday and me on my arm.
Good. Anyway, I'm not paying you back.
No, I was only joking, but it was.
You weren't.
It was a funny
thing. There was a little bit of seriousness.
Well,
there.
No, look, it was 100% a joke when I said, "Do you fancy giving us half the money for the wedding now that you're earning money now?" Right.
Mm.
However, it was a joke, and I laughed it off, and we both had a bit of a laugh. And you did say I was harsh for saying it, and you know, I had a bit of a laugh. Had you produced half of the money there and then, I'd have took it.
Would you?
If you'd have got your bank account out, if you'd have got your app out on your phone and went, right, I'll backseat now, I wouldn't have said no. Mate. I wouldn't have said no, I was kidding. I'd have said, yeah, cool, just put in this account for us.
You'll never get that back. It's gone. Sorry.
Yeah, I had a funny feeling.
Love you. How are you then?
My beef with you this week is, right? Yeah. The other day, I was in the office working hard, as I do, right? Mm-hmm. Working hard, pay for like weddings and stuff that you don't contribute to, right?
And, best day of my life.
And most expensive day of my life. And, right, you said you were going to go upstairs and do some work in bed, as you like doing at the minute. It's your new thing.
Love it.
Right? Like bloody straight out of Jeremy Kyle in your pyjamas, sitting in your bloody duvet.
Now, working?
It's a loose phrase. Loose word, isn't it? You made me, right? I was in the office working. You shouted at me. You said, Chris, I need your help. And I came through. I thought you'd hurt yourself. I dropped something. You made me carry your laptop upstairs for you because you, in one hand, had a glass of juice and in the other hand had your packet of crisps you were going to take up and eat and your auxiliary plate that you put the little sucked crisps on to dry in the sun. Horror. And you didn't want to make two trips. So you shouted at us. I was in the office working. You went, Chris, help us with this. I came through and went, can you carry the laptop? Because you could have put the plate on top of the laptop. Right?
Didn't want it to break.
I've literally got recordings of you. I've got juice in the other hand. I've got recordings of you from this podcast saying you're not that arsed about the laptop, right? You made us carry the laptop up so you could hold your crisps and your plate in one hand and your juice in the other hand so I could walk you up and put you into bed like some kind of fucking home office invalid, right? Put you in a bed. And that's okay. I gave you a hand. That's fine. You could have made two trips. That annoyed us. Right. But when we got upstairs, I then said, can I have a crisp? And you said, no. You're a prick.
I think you'll find you're the bigger prick for doing it, actually.
Can you
remember
that?
Mate.
I literally went, there you go, darling, right? Can I have one of these crisps? Oh no, they're mine. Wouldn't even give us a crisp for me.
Listen, don't get me started on how many crisps are in a packet of crisps now, because there's hardly any. There's about six crisps. It's so upsetting. So if somebody says, can I have a crisp? I'm always a little bit like begrudging, say, no, there's packets downstairs. Open okay. another packet, because there's the ratio of crisp sharing okay. really upsets us, okay. actually. Okay. So I'm sorry, okay. but thank you for helping us. Yeah. I thought a thank you would have been enough. Why you gotta take something from us, eh? Take. That's all you do.
I've just let you dig yourself into an even deeper hole there, okay. right? Because if you remember rightly, it wasn't a packet of crisps. It was a massive bowl from a huge, massive grab bag that you poured in, and you literally went, go back downstairs and get some out of the grab bag. There's some in there. There was a fucking mountain of crisps, not a cereal bowl, like a big massive
pasta
bowl.
No, there wasn't that many. You are exaggerating.
There was. You wouldn't even get
Ramsay,
one.
Pack it in.
Scum.
Reel yourself in, will you?
Bet your fucking Barry would have got one.
Barry would have got more than that.
Awful.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Back. It's time for, and I've got to be honest, my favourite part of the show. We record this podcast and I get to this bit and I get giddy and excited.
But from the cue from the pews?
It's tight. What?
The cues from the pews.
Right, well, that's just been renamed. Hey, I've never heard that. I've never heard you say that, and I very much enjoyed that. It's time for Cues from the Pews.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Fantastic. Listen, we need to go into some sort of like franchise of features for stuff. Because right. We just
coming out with us.
Off the fly, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Features coming out with us in the show.
At work.
At work.
Oh, we're not even drunk. I've stopped drinking during the week. That's upsetting.
Yeah.
Unless it's a special occasion. Mm-hmm. Something really good's happened that day.
Yeah.
If it's like a birthday or Christmas or something, or like a celebration, like Easter, something like that. And as well, if I've had a really bad day, then I can have a glass of wine. If I'm on my period, sometimes I need a glass of wine. And other than that, I'm not drinking during the week.
Wow. You should maybe get a drip with wine in, because it sounds like every occasion is ready for wine.
I just love wine.
But we've got that annoying life where we get told good stuff that we're not allowed to announce. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've got good news ready to announce coming out of my bloody little bum, and I can't tell anyone it.
No, it's like secret. Every other day, management will ring up and go,
so that thing's sorted. Can we tell anyone? No, you can't. And we're like, yeah, it's like a champagne moment, but you never open the champagne. You just have one glass of wine on your own on a night because I'm at a gig.
Yeah, you're never here.
People have said,
have a gin and tonic. Gin and tonic's not the same.
I'm here now.
Well, good.
Yeah, now.
Let's do the cues from the pews.
Cues from the pews. Pews, pews.
Hello, I'm starting off quite easy here. So it's not too grim.
Right, you always say this, but
no, genuinely, I'm not. I mean, I could start off grim.
Listen, man. People want the grim. If it's good, do it. Don't just do a Magnolia one just because you think, oh, I'll just ease people in.
I know, but sometimes I just think this podcast is just a bit gross.
That's why people are listening.
Ah, fair enough.
They love
okay.
it. People are gross. Do you have any idea? Like, Rosie, I'm not joking. Still now, I'll go on my phone and there'll be more people sending me that 1 in 30 people shit in the shower thing. They love it, man.
True.
Just love it, man.
All right, well, have a listen to this then. It's rank. Here we go. Dear Chris and Rosie, I studied German A-level and had a genuine love of the country, culture and language from my studies.
Mm.
Naturally, when I finished school and wanted to go on holiday with some of my friends, I planned a trip to Berlin.
Lovely.
I'd love to go to Berlin. I've never been.
Yeah?
Let's go. One night we were out at a club having a great time. My friend had pulled and the young guy invited all three of us to an after party with some mate, which sounded great.
Ooh.
Until my friend who had pulled started vomiting in the toilet and we lost the lads.
Of course. That'll do it.
That's gonna happen.
That'll do it.
We decided it might be best to head back to our hotel as we were all drunk. But on the way out of the club, I spotted two fairly drunk guys hanging out underneath a bridge by the club. One of them started flirting with me in German, and in my drunken, overconfident state, had a reasonable back and forth with him. Hallo. Guten Tag.
Yeah.
Hallo.
Sorry,
aus Berlin. Wie heißt du?
I just feel like on the way out of the club, I noticed two guys hanging out under a bridge.
It's a disgusting
what
story.
The hell's going on?
It's shocking. If you are a young girl or boy, do not listen to this and think, oh, I'm going to do that. It's not a good... This story does not end well.
I don't even know how this story's going to go, and I've just got to say, as a rule, possibly in any country, don't go and talk to some young guys outside of a club who are hanging out under a bridge.
Absolutely not.
You know, just,
it's just not
as a
good.
Rule.
So this is more of a lesson story than anything else.
I'm nervous.
My friends didn't speak any German, so weren't really sure what was going on.
Brilliant.
So that's fun. The guys invited us back to their house for an after party.
Good
they had
God.
A house. They didn't just live under the bridge.
Oh, okay then. That's
which
fine.
Is good to know.
That's fine.
He convinced me he was a decent bloke by showing me his ID and that tattoo on his arm of his surname to prove it was real.
Fuck a duck. Good God. We did it on the spot STI test and he came up negative.
I'm not a rapist because look, I have ID with the same name.
Goodness me.
Terrible. Which seemed totally reasonable to me, an idiotic 18-year-old. I ended up dragging my friends along into their car. I sat in the back.
Into their car. Is this Taken 5?
It's bad, isn't it? I sat in the back with the guy who was flirting on my left and my friend on the right, and we started kissing and touching each other quite intensely.
Gee whiz, lady.
I realised somewhere in my head that this must be very awkward for my friend next to us, so felt the only appropriate thing to do to reassure her was hold her hand all the time, not losing contact with the man's face.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can only imagine this made things worse for
100%.
Can you
100%. only thing I can imagine worse than that is someone holding me hand while having a poo.
Oh. That's not a nice image. There's more. It's really long.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Once we arrived at this total stranger's house in Berlin, the first thing I remember noticing were several condoms tied to the chandelier in the living room.
Jesus Christ,
what
man.
What is this place?
What the hell?
Yeah. I excused myself to the bathroom and the flirty guy showed me the way, then let himself in with me. Things began to get heated again and he asked if we could go to the bedroom and have sex. I had the wise idea of saying, nicht one condom. You can probably guess what that means. What does it mean? Nicht probably, one.
It'll mean we need a condom or I don't have a condom, it'll mean. I just love that he's asked her... All of this, we've got to remember, all of this flirting and kissing and asking if you want to go to the bedroom to have sex is being done in A-level German. I think we keep forgetting that. It's all being done in... Oh. Fucking hell, man.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, I feel sick.
Oh, he then touched my arse and asked here...
Oh my goodness gracious me.
Chris, it gets worse.
This
Are you
is
ready
terrible.
For this?
Yeah.
This is the most tragic bit. I refused and could sense his disappointment. I can't even say it. So I got down on my knees and started to give my first ever blowjob.
First ever?
First ever.
Bloody hell.
It's so grim. It is so grim.
I'm trying to do it in a different language.
Oh, God. Oh, there's more. There's genuinely more.
Oh, crikey.
This is horrific.
Right.
I was not feeling very well. And remember this bit not being as easy as it seemed. No, it never is. It never is. For one, his penis wasn't very attractive.
Great.
And two, it kept making me...
This is just... I feel... Oh, God. Why didn't they go and get a condom off the chandelier?
Maybe she didn't want to lose her... I'm guessing she hasn't lost her virginity.
Or maybe the condoms weren't in packets.
Would you ever use a condom that was on a chandelier? Were they not in packets? What's
maybe
happening?
Not. What,
is
I don't
this,
know.
Is this a brothel?
I'm not sure.
Where's her friend?
It's definitely not a chandelier shop.
This is the strangest story ever.
And all the time this is happening, her two friends are in another room with chandeliers on and condoms on the chandelier with a bloke and they don't speak German.
No.
So they're just sitting there.
This is not good. I'm glad that this has happened because if someone was telling me this now, I'd be like, this is not safe.
Yeah.
Please leave.
This is bad.
I can't have been down there long when all the alcohol I'd had hit me as my gag reflex went again.
Heavens
and
above.
Brought up a huge amount of vomit.
Heavens above.
On his.
Oh, hey. Well, that's how you do them. That's.
Yeah.
Good God.
I was so embarrassed about what I'd just done and wanted to minimise the damage, so I kept... I can't even say
this
it.
This is the work. Kept going. She kept going.
She kept going and swallowed all of the vomit back down.
Oh, God!
While praying that he didn't notice.
That he didn't notice. That he didn't notice.
This is so grim. He seemed to realise I was struggling and we stopped and returned to the lounge where my friends sat on their couch looking absolutely terrified. We negotiated ourselves a cab back from this total stranger's home in an unfamiliar city with tears of relief that we hadn't all been murdered.
Wow. I'm glad she's lived to send this
so
email.
I'm so happy that they are still alive. Please, if you are listening to this...
Oh my God,
are,
never do that.
Do
ever.
Not do that. Oh. Have I ever told you the story? I mean, this is a different kind of story because I don't think we were in danger. But there was this one time when I was single and a bit depressed.
Right.
And it was before we got together. Uh-huh. It was probably about 2 years before we got together. And I was working as like a solo cabaret act.
Yeah.
And I had a gig at a holiday park in the Lake District. And my friends Angela and Steph came along, right? Uh-huh. So I did the gig. They were half cut. And then we all had a drink after and we were staying over on the caravans. Some people who lived there on the caravan site, right, asked us to go back to their caravan.
Brilliant.
And one of them was a medium.
Right.
And so he we were all a little bit intoxicated by this point. So we went back to this random caravan.
You mean a spiritualist medium?
A spiritualist medium.
Yeah, he wasn't just wearing a medium jacket.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
you weren't analysing his body.
No.
I just had to say it. Just that seemed like it was.
No.
One was the medium. He's dead fit. He's Marks and Spencer's medium, slim fit.
Fit as I was. So he was like a spiritualist.
I've never
medium.
Heard this story.
Have you not?
No, I'm very excited.
So we were all very drunk. We were all at a really weird point in our lives when we were just a bit depressed, right? And he just started telling us loads of stuff, and we all were crying. In this person's caravan, and his wife was like, had to calm us down. And then he did this thing where he made Angela stand up,
right.
And we were crying watching. And then he did this thing on her back where it was like pretending to be a hook, and then he pretended to smash an egg on her head,
right.
And then he pulled her back and she like catapulted across the room. And it was
when you say room, you mean caravan.
The caravan, sorry.
Let's not forget.
And then, and it was just one of those really strange nights that you don't really forget. I can't remember leaving. But
so they asked you to come back for a party, and the party
there was about
being,
four people there. It wasn't
and
a party.
It ended up being a medium telling you loads of stuff and making you cry.
Making him cry.
Jesus.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Could have been worse. Could have been worse.
Could have been like this.
You could have been sick on his dick.
I could have been sick on his dick. So it was much better than that. Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I'm writing to tell you about a funny story of mine. I've actually met Rosie on a couple of occasions as I'm a member of the singing group Encore, which is from South Shields. Hello.
Hello.
My partner and I are avid listeners to SMA, and he has been saying I need to write to you with this story for many months.
Ooh.
Oh. You recently requested stories from the medical profession, and as a doctor myself, I thought I'd share one of my favourites.
Get in.
It's
get in.
Ready?
Yes.
It occurred about 15 years ago. I was a newly qualified doctor, 2 to 3 months in, working in my first ever job in a local northeast hospital. On this specific day, I was the junior doctor on call for surgery.
Okay.
My bleep went off and I answered straight away like a good junior doctor. It was a doctor from A&E. I've got a good one here for you. That's what they said. I was asked to go and assess a patient in A&E. I was informed the patient, a male, had presented to A&E earlier that day with a cucumber stuck up his arse.
Brilliant.
The man was in his 30s and obviously very embarrassed. On entering his cubicle, I was surprised to find he had an older woman sitting with him, comforting him. I was more surprised to then discover that this was his mother. who he requested stay with him during the assessment. Why? Why would you want your mom there when you've got a cucumber stuck up your back passage?
She's going to take it home and finish dinner.
Oh, my goodness. He explained he'd been messing around with his boyfriend with said cucumber and suddenly it just got stuck in.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And they couldn't get it back out.
That's
what happens, I think, because of the muscles in your bum. It kind of just draws stuff in.
So you hear stories about people getting stuff stuck up their bum and stuff. And, you know, straight guys and gay guys love a bit of bum action, but it's not for me, right? I don't know much about what goes on up in my bum. All I know is that on the odd time I've had to use a suppository.
Yes.
I don't know if I can... gentlemen out there, I don't know if I'm speaking for everyone's bum, right? But when I stick a suppository in, your bum goes, no, 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 go on then, and just takes it. That's the best way to describe it.
I love that.
That's the best way to describe it. You're pushing it up and it's going, not for me, more of that, please.
Yeah.
And it just goes,
that's what I'm saying. It's like a suction.
I imagine, right, well, oh my God, the
so
idea.
Happened
of,
with this cucumber?
Oh, nah.
I don't know how big the cucumber is.
Let's go standard size.
Well, they're pretty big.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a little, tiny little thing. It's not going to be them ones with like your big double ender.
Ouch.
Was he sitting down?
Well, what do you mean? Well, listen to this bit. Listen to this bit. On examining him, with his mother staying to observe at his request.
Fantastic.
It was obvious the cucumber was well and truly stuck up there and was not coming out.
Why have you got your mum?
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah.
It was so big, you could even see it protruding from his abdomen.
Oh, no.
Like some sort of creature from Alien. Oh, it's a big one.
Oh.
It's not. I thought it might have been a half one. It's
oh.
a fully blown cucumber. It's sticking out of his belly.
Oh, no way, man.
Oh, my
man.
Gosh. That would be so uncomfortable.
I feel ill.
Holy mackerel. The outline was even visible on his abdominal x-ray, and it was a whopper.
Christ alive.
Holy moly. Right.
Why is his mum there? Why is his...
Well, because you'd do anything for your bane.
Yeah.
If Robin got a cucumber, in years to come, got a cucumber stuck up his arse, I'd go with him. Yeah. You'd have to. You can't go,
Can I just say as well, this speaks volumes for his mother as well, because what was saying 15 years ago this was? World was a different place 15 years ago. That's amazing.
Yeah, actually,
she's
yeah.
fully supportive of her son.
Oh, hey.
Good
listen.
For hey. Well done, darling.
That's support, isn't it?
I genuinely, though, I do hope they just threw it in the bin.
Well, I'm not sure. But well, listen, there's more. Ready? Right.
There's more?
Yeah, there's more. Mate, this is Shag Married Annoyed. There's more. Are you kidding me?
Are you selling the podcast to me?
Yes. You just questioned if
why
there's more.
Why am I being sore?
You know what this podcast is. I wouldn't be reading it out if there wasn't more.
Right.
We admitted him to surgical ward for a senior doctor to review as he potentially needed surgery to remove the cucumber.
Mate.
Could you not let it just dissolve?
I mean, I don't...
Hey, they've dissolved in our fridge. Soft as out. Give it a few weeks. It'll just fall out.
Just hold a ham sandwich next to your bum and the cucumber will crawl out itself because its natural place is the ham sandwich.
Little Greek salad underneath. After messaging most of my close friends to explain what I'd just been to see...
Brilliant, isn't it? Got a patient confidentiality gone. God damn you.
Oh, he's only just started. It's all good. Shortly after, my bleep went off A&E again.
Right.
You're not going to believe this, the A&E doctor said to me. The next patient in A&E that I was asked to review was the previous patient's partner. He too had something stuck up his arse.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They're not coming in the same car.
This time, a vibrator.
Oh, boring.
I know. Oh, sorry.
Try harder.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus.
Standard.
Yeah. What do you want me to do with that on the podcast? What we got jokes about that?
Thinking I was being set up, I cautiously made my way back to A&E to assess the next anal prober. Unbelievably, this one was with his mother too.
No fucking way.
We've given the other mum a clap. We need to give this one.
Yeah.
At least hers was a vibrator. God. At least you'd be like, oh, thank God, my son isn't sticking bits of veg up his arse.
Oh, phenomenal. Yeah. Oh, God.
I listened to the same story as before, but this time the cucumber was replaced with a vibrator.
Great.
He had not came with his partner initially as he felt it would come out with time.
Brilliant.
But the longer he waited, the further it seemed to go up.
Sorry, I just love the idea of them both standing panicking. And he's going, well, I'm ringing me mum, I'm going to the hospital. Going, you're not ringing your mum, you coward. Just wait, man.
It'll
come out. Mum.
You've always got to ring your mum, though, don't you?
Love it. Absolutely love that they rang their mums.
So do I. I examined the patient and the vibrator was well and truly stuck up there and not coming out.
Phenomenal.
Not only was it stuck, but it was still active.
No way, yep. Man. How did you even get a conversation out of it?
Hello.
Oh, God. Mum, can you come round? I've done a bad thing.
It was the only time I have documented in a patient note osculation of abdomen buzzing can be heard.
Brilliant.
Wow. The x-ray of the patient's abdomen was a thing of comedy gold. The vibrator was situated in such a way sticking upwards that it looked like the skeleton had an erection.
Fantastic.
For as long as I've worked at that hospital, if I was ever having a bad day, I would look up that x-ray again on the system and cheer myself up.
That's great. Just a little boost for the day. Phenomenal.
This patient was also admitted to the ward to await senior doctor review.
God.
Both patients ended up on the same ward with their mothers. And after review by senior doctors, both were listed for theatre to try and manually evacuate the foreign bodies.
Oh.
It was explained to both of them that worst case scenario, they may need to be opened up. Oh my gosh. And
God,
potentially need stoma bags fitted if their bowels had been damaged.
Never.
Oh my goodness. Luckily for them, once they were put under general anaesthetic, everything relaxed down there.
And the surgeons
were able to remove both objects with ease.
Fantastic.
They went back home the next day, hand in hand, without their mothers or their anal blockages.
I mean...
And that was from James. Thank you very much, James.
Thank you, James.
Thank
That's
you.
Not how you want your parents to meet.
I know. Can you imagine?
I think Meet the Parents, the film, missed a trick here. I think that would have been a better film.
Me too. I seriously pray that they had met previously to this.
Can you imagine? And I hope they all met. I hope they did a proper parental meeting later on, maybe like at Christmas. It was like, you bring your mum and dad, or I'll bring your mum and dad. And they all meet, and then it's like, hello again. Again? Have you two met? Well, we have. We have. Yes, we did meet. When? Well, get a drink, everyone. Get a drink.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I'm a member of the public and I have a question for you. If you...
I'm suspicious.
You funny that. Has this been sent question by the public?
A robot?
I'm not sure.
I am a normal member of the British public and I have a quandary for your...
I am real. How many traffic lights are in this square?
I've just never been more suspicious of a sentence in my life.
Right, oh, this is the question from the member of the public. If you saw a raffle ticket on the floor and it won, would you still claim the prize?
Sorry, a raffle ticket? How do I know? If I'm not at the raffle, I don't know.
Oh, well, I'll explain.
Right.
She started with the question.
Oh, so there's
a story.
Right. So hold on. So in that little stress, you just...
If
six,
you
641. Oh, 641. Oh, that's probably a winning raffle ticket at a raffle that I don't know is happening. You've won a bath basket.
Do you know, this is here something, just before we go on. Mm. I've entered some of them raffles. You know, in supermarkets when they've got a little basket, buy a ticket.
Yeah.
I don't give any information about myself over, so how would they tell me if I've won?
All right, well, what you've been doing is you've been throwing money away.
I've been robbed.
No, you've robbed yourself.
So why? But they didn't ask. They just give me the raffle ticket.
But I don't...
Have I just got to keep checking?
Checking where?
At the shop.
What's wrong with you? I don't know. So, when was the last... Right, I'll fix this. When was the last time you did that?
Last year.
Right, it's finished. There's no point worrying about it. No point worrying about it. It's over.
Mortimer Road. I've been robbed.
Whatever was up for grabs has already been consumed. It's gone.
I think it was last Valentine's.
Right, okay. Well, that's tragic.
So I haven't won.
No, you haven't won.
Great. Well, I mean, even if I had, they wouldn't have told us.
That'll add to your PMT today, eh? None that you're not getting that year-old Valentine's gift you've been waiting for.
Got it? Right. So anyway, back to the raffle ticket. This happened to my mum at my daughter's school show. My mum found a ticket on the floor and it won. The woman whose actual ticket it was tried to tell the head teacher of the school, who was drawing the raffle, that it was her ticket. My mum had no shame and toddled up to the front to claim the prize, even though she knew the lady was saying it was her ticket.
Wow.
When I asked her why she did it, her defence was that the prize was Toblerone and she really loves Toblerone. It's not even a holiday or anything like that. It's a bar Toblerone.
Who the fuck loves Toblerone? No one loves Toblerone.
I like Toblerone. I don't love it.
No one is.
I like
no
it.
One in this world. Do you know what she loved? She loved free Toblerone.
I know. Well, she's a thief.
She's a criminal.
But now the school head teacher might think we're a family of thieves. I'm conflicted over the whole thing. Well, there's nothing you can do about that, though.
So that makes the question better. So we're at the event. We're at the school theatre.
We are there,
theater.
Right? We found the ticket. We have the proof of the ticket, but somebody else has won.
Right.
Well, you don't... I wouldn't claim that.
No,
I'd hand
not
it in.
If it was a Toblerone.
Well, right. Okay, let's up the stakes, right?
Right.
It's a holiday for a week on a yacht.
Do I have to go on the date that they've... specified,
no.
Or can I pick the date?
You pick the date.
I'm keeping that bad.
You
lad.
Would keep it.
100 million.
Honest. Wow.
100 million. Yeah.
That's even if the woman, saying that's my ticket, I dropped it on the floor. They picked it up. They're thieves. The liars. Ramses. Get them out here.
I had the tickets. I go, how many tickets you got there? She go, like four. I go, I bought five tickets. Dropped four of them. You've picked my four up, and this is the only one I didn't drop. How dare you? I came fourth in Strictly. How dare you? How dare you?
You cannot name...
£1,000 to the first person who punches this woman in the face. I'm good for it. And then I go on the yacht.
You can't name drop Strictly.
Listen.
In stealing
a week,
a holiday.
For a 3 week on a yacht.
Well, maybe I made the holiday too good. I made it too good.
Go on then. Pick something
else. Oh, a week at Butlins.
Nah, I can keep it. I'd pay a lot of money to not have to go there.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
We haven't got a let's talk about shit story today.
I mean, we're being pretty filthy.
Because
so
we're being
cool.
a bit filthy. Yeah, but, cool. yeah, but this is along the same, a similar vein.
Okay.
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 Hi, guys.
Let's talk around shit.
Let's just, yeah, from the same orifice. Oh. I've got an argument for you to settle, if you please.
Always up for settling an argument. Always.
Said argument started almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
When my then boyfriend, now husband, sort of married. The argument was settled.
It's transcended the relationship status.
Now husband, we're on holiday in Florida with some friends. One drunken night on our balcony, the conversation turned to smells. I know.
Wow.
Cutting a very long and drunk story short, my other half and his mate totally disputed the fact that fart and bum are two separate smells.
What a night. What a night. This is on a balcony.
In Florida.
A balcony in Florida.
Balcony.
Can you imagine being the people next door who've got an early flight the next morning, having to listen to that absolute drivel coming through your bloody balcony doors off them three drunken knobs?
Whereas us girls maintain that they are very distinct and different smells.
Wow.
Over the years and through marriages, kids, breakups, etc., it has kept rearing its smelly head, but we have never been able to agree. What are your thoughts? And that's from Karen. Thank you, Karen.
I love that it slightly comes up. I just picture one
always
of them.
Comes up.
I picture one of them in the kitchen turning around and just slamming the hand on the counter and going, "This again!"
One of the Ben's christenings. I'm not having it! The same. So, what right. do you think? So, the fact that fart and bum are two separate smells. The lads don't think that it is. The girls think it is.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Mate, you know what this podcast this is about.
Do you know what it is, right? Why, the reason I'm slightly angry and a little bit giddy is because it's so stupid, but they've got a point.
Oh, I've answered it.
Yeah,
I've
answered
got an
it in
answer.
My head. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm with the girls.
I am absolutely. They are two different smells.
100% two different smells.
A fart is a different smell to a bum.
Yeah,
yeah.
100%.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I feel like we've answered it for them.
See, the blokes are thinking of it like, say, like an eau de toilette or an aftershave.
Mm.
So they're thinking that putting your nose right up to the thing itself, to the nozzle and sniffing it is the same as spraying it in the air and sniffing it. That's essentially what. But what they're forgetting is that the actual the receptacle where the fart comes from is made of its own smelly substance anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, sometimes when you go into a room,
yeah,
and I might turn to you and go, "Oh, it smells like arse in here."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you, if it smelled like pump, you'd go, "It smells like pump in here."
Or you'd go, "Who pumped?
Who pumped?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Arse and pump.
100%.
Fart and bum. Different smells.
They're definitely different smells.
Oh,
they're definitely.
Hey.
I'm so glad. Listen, I'm just excited at how giddy that this lady's going to be. Now, I'm really sorry, but she's going to play this to her husband and he's going to go, "No, I still don't believe it." And I'm going to explain now horrendously why he's wrong and scientifically, in my opinion. Why. So the pump comes out and just... and into the air. Aww. So you've got air particles mixed with it. It spreads out more. So that's your fart smell.
I've got
got arse crack sweat and arse crack hair mixed in with what would be the pump, right? Mixed in with possible bits. I'm sorry, but I just had to put that out there so that he can't then say it to her. Because he's wrong.
He is wrong.
He's wrong.
Did you think that this would be what we do in our life?
I kind of always thought I would. I told you, man, when I was a kid, me and my mate had a game called the Poo Pants Brothers. Yeah. This was always my future.
It's a step up. It's a step up. It's going in the right direction.
Yeah,
we're writing a book.
Yeah, but
it's exciting.
I feel like I'm going back over.
Do you? So do I. So, yeah. One last thing I want to say on that.
Yeah.
Smell the air. My boff is there.
Well, I think we're going to all take something from that. Jesus.
We are going to leave it there for the day.
In the air. Where her boff is. Also there.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Thank you once again for listening. We love that you come back each and every week. Please keep in touch on social medias. And thank you once again.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Please like, rate and subscribe. Any questions or stories or anything you want, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please send them in. If you want to be kept anonymous, we will keep you anonymous. Don't worry about it at all. The book is available for pre-order still. Signed copies still available from WH Smith and Waterstones online, but not bloody many, so be quick.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.